Time to talk JCN boys basketball with head coach Corey Knoll joining us. JCN Coaches Insight on Care brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. And a win and a loss for the Charger boys here since last time we visited with Coach Knoll. We'll go back to the game last week against Jackson Heights on the road. Coach, you end up falling 37-26. Really low-scoring game, really, for both teams. But as you just told me before we jumped on the air live, it was one of those nights that it just couldn't get the ball to go through the dang rack.
Yeah, I think it's just an off night for us all around. You know, our games are typically low scoring. We hang our hat on our defense a lot of the time. But then in the second half, they had two kids knock down three threes each. And that ended up being the difference in the game. It was kind of back and forth. They pulled away there at the end a little bit with some fouls and hitting some shots. But yeah, I thought our offensive execution was not bad. You know, that was a big emphasis going into that game, to get to some, you know, run some actual offense and get good looks. And I thought the looks we got weren't all that bad, but it was just one of the nights that the ball wouldn't go in the hole. We didn't get any outside shots. Most our shots were in fast break. So yeah, 26 points is not going to win you a lot of games, but on the flip side, I thought Jackson Heights' defense was pretty good. It was pretty two evenly matched teams, I thought, going back and forth, and they just hit a few more shots than we did.
Yeah, after just 26 points in that game last night, you come out and you beat Pleasant Ridge 56-26. So a really, really big, impressive bounce back win. And I think you were up like 19-6, if I remember right, on the box score at the end of the first quarter. So, whatever you did from last Thursday to Tuesday, obviously the guys got the message and shot it much better, especially at the start last night.
For sure, yeah. We put a big emphasis on, you know, shooting with confidence and catching the ball and rhythm, ready to shoot. And we started off strong on Tuesday night versus Pleasant Ridge. We got a lot in transition. And then hit some shots early. And I think when you kind of build a lead, there's a little less stress, and some of that, and the confidence can go a little more. And then when somebody's hitting, it feels like everybody else starts hitting shots as well. And I thought, Carson McAfee did a pretty good job of kind of setting the tone. He was able to get some shots early. And then after that, everybody else was able to get some stuff to fall as well.
Yeah, he had 13, but I think I saw 8 different guys that scored. So, you know, obviously you got some extra playing time for some of the guys. But, man, if you can get 8 guys at least contributing to the offense every night, you're usually going to end up with more than 26 and have a fighting chance, I would think.
For sure, yeah. Our team's kind of funny. We have a lot of good athletes. And then it's just at times it depends on who's playing well, who's doing their role well. And I think we're kind of hitting our stride a little bit. There's some areas that I think we need to improve on. But when guys are doing their role, they're getting the shots that come to them. We got a lot of different guys that can score in different ways. But it just kind of we got to make sure we're all on the same page for that to happen.
You bet. Well, upcoming schedule, another big game. This one will be broadcast here on Care Radio Friday night as you go to Mar-Hill Mount Academy to battle the Ravens for league standings. I know sub-state seedings kind of starting to come into play as well. You're 8-5 overall and 6-3 right now in the Northeast Kansas League. So this one looks like a pretty big one. And then you host Horton. So, man, these next two games, pretty important for your club, right?
For sure, yeah. We got two big ones back-to-back, and we talked about that after our game on Tuesday, that these next two are very important for league and for sub-state. And, Moore Hill coming up, we know that they're a good team. We lost to them earlier in the year. They have some big wins. They beat Horton before a break. They're a top team in the league. And we know it'll be a challenge, but I think our guys are starting to get a little more confidence after a couple of losses, and they're kind of ready to hopefully come out strong on Friday night.
You bet. It should be a great game. Best of luck in your upcoming 2 contest, Coach, and we'll chat about them next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Corey Knoll of the JCN Boys here on Care Coaches Insight.